8:33 the time. Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. And as we do each and every Thursday morning, we are delighted to welcome our mayor, the Honorable Mayor Bob Whalen, steps in to talk about all things city. Welcome, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
Good morning, Ed. I'm great. Good to be here as always.
It's great to have you, and it's a beautiful day outside. I hope you have a chance at some point today to get out and enjoy it. It's one of those perfect Laguna days we brag about.
Yeah, it is nice to see the monsoonal moisture gone and the clouds lifted. We had a little rain Sunday night and Monday, which can't complain about that.
No.
That didn't amount to much, but yeah. It did get wet.
It was just enough to make the cars dirty. just enough to make the car dirty enough to have to rewash it. It was, but yeah, it was a welcome sight. Something that's not a welcome sight, and you and I have discussed this over the last couple of weeks, is the resurgence of COVID now because of the Delta variant. And what we're seeing is that the state is asking everyone in large indoor settings, all Californians are recommended to wear masks indoors, regardless of vaccination status. Are we going to be seeing proof of vaccination for city employees and a change to public participation at council meetings?
Well, we're certainly discussing that. I think that what you're going to see, I believe, is the city manager's, I know she's meeting with, you know, various employee groups and talking about it. I think it's going to be kind of the direction that the federal government and the state are going, which is you either show proof of vaccination or you undergo regular testing, like weekly testing, to show that you're not infectious. So I think that's probably going to be the next step in the process. You know, it's important that obviously the city manager has the authority, like any employer, to set workplace rules that keep workers healthy and keep, in our case, members of the public who are interfacing with our employees healthy. So I think that's where we'll head to. In terms of the council meetings and the public meetings, we're talking about that as well. I think we are, you know, trying to figure out, do we require masks? Do we go back to virtual for the month of August, virtual only? I think what we'll do is we may just do a virtual meeting at the end of August and see where this thing is in September. But, yeah, it seems like, unfortunately, we're headed that way. We all know the solution is out there, which is get more people vaccinated. So I wish we could just, you know, move more quickly towards that end, because that's the answer.
Right. Can I ask you a question? And regarding specifically, so like, let's say the police union, would that be a battle to require vaccinations? Would that be a negotiation you'd have to do?
I think in order to you know, mandate it, you certainly have to meet and confer with them, I believe, is what the law requires. So I don't think you have to negotiate it, but you have to meet and advise that's going to be done. And I think that until it's an emergency, no longer emergency youth authorization,
right.
you can't mandate it. It seems like a lot of employers are starting to talk about mandating it, you know, once it becomes approved for permanent use.
Okay.
So I think where we're headed for now is the require a vaccination or regular testing as the next step along the continuum.
Okay. On Tuesday night, we discussed resolutions amending parking locations at certain locations on South Coast Highway and Ocean Avenue. As we see it today, what's different, and is everyone happy now?
Well, we put a loading zone across the street from the Marine Room, and there were a couple of spaces on Coast Highway. Starbucks is no longer there. They had been 3-minute zones. So those are now, one of those has turned into a 30-minute green space. The other thing we did was, and I don't want people to lose sight of this, we took 9 spaces off of Ocean for parklets. We now have negotiated 7 free with parking sticker spots in the former Laguna drug lot, which is, you know, 20 feet away, right? It's right there. So net loss of 2, it's probably easier, frankly, to park in the parking lot rather than parallel parking on the street. Right. So all in all, I think it's fine. I think everybody's as happy as, you know, as happy as can be expected. So, right. I think that one we can move on from.
Okay. And Peter brought up the resident sticker, which I didn't even know existed. So explain to us the difference between a resident sticker and a shopper's permit.
Well, I wasn't aware of it either, but just from the explanation I heard the other night was that if you're a resident and you live in an apartment where there's no parking, you can purchase a resident sticker that gives you the right to park, you know, on the street. It's more expensive apparently than a shopping permit where we get this park for 3.5 hours. Obviously they get the park for a longer period of time, but I learn something new every week. That was a new one on me as well.
That's great. And you know, even though I don't need one, I thought, well, I've got to get one. It's one of those things that, oh, it's brand new. I got it. Oh, I just heard about it. All right. So on Tuesday, we also adopted the ordinance for the city relating to street performers. Can you tell us what we agreed to and what's different or more clear since the last time this came across your desk?
Yes, I was the one that had asked for a continuance on this so we could do more work on it. Staff did come back and certainly clarified it for me. They identified a number of spots in the downtown where a street performer could perform. And then they also clarified, at least clarified for me, that it's not applicable to parks. So if you're, you know, in Heisler Park or the park down at the Montage or Bluebird Park and you are a performer, you don't have to get a, you know, you don't have to comply. There are no rules to comply with there other than our noise ordinance. But so that, you know, that became clear. There's obviously places for performers to perform, and that satisfied me. So we went ahead and it was adopted.
Okay. And finally, this was a subject early on during a public comment as well. What can you explain to us the purpose of closed session meetings and the importance of keeping closed session meetings information under wraps?
Yes. Under state law, there are limited topics that you can address in closed session. You know, threat of litigation, labor negotiations, real estate negotiations being examples of three. The purpose of those is that, you know, obviously you're dealing with sensitive matters that you would compromise, you know, the interests of the city or, you know, in the case of the labor negotiations, the unions, whereas you negotiate terms. So the legislature has said, you know, those are topics that are appropriate for closed session because there's a public purpose that's advanced by keeping them in closed session. For example, real estate negotiations. You don't want to be publicly negotiating price and terms on real estate. You know, that's something you want to negotiate and discuss in private. You know, how much should we offer for this property? How much should we be willing to sell this piece of property for? So those topics are you know, in closed session in the legislature for many, many years. Those have been authorized as closed session items. And the reason for, and then the statute further says that you are required to keep all matters discussed in closed session confidential, and it's a violation of law if you don't. So that's, I think, what was being discussed the other night.
Right. And are you prone to send out maybe an email to the other council members to remind them of this?
We've had numerous discussions. Everyone's well aware, and the city attorney has briefed all of us on that. So it's well known to all five of us.
Okay. Mayor Whalen, as always, we know you're busy, and we certainly appreciate your time with us this morning. As you may or may not know, the band ZZ Top lost a member yesterday. Dusty Hill passed away. So I'm going to send you off with a little ZZ Top this morning.
Thank you. Thanks, right. Ed. Have a great day.
You have a great day as well, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for stepping in. Mayor Bob Whalen. It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 844 The Time.